The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive.
They make money on my money.
They got my U.S. Airways
MasterCard.
But
they are not governed. Oops. They are not governed as far as their employees and all of the
Mike.
Different rights that, you know, other companies like General Motors and all of that.
Right.
They have certain compensation things in plan, and if you have sick leave, but when it comes
but
to...
I don't care about the employees.
Yes, you do if you're an employee.
I don't care.
If you're an
They got to comply with. They got to do business in the United States. They got
to
comply with American bank regulations. But the point of the matter is, any money they make goes there.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Because see, I know something about China.
Wow.
When you go to China, every company that has landed in China is 49% owned by anything that's not Chinese.
Yeah.
Why in the world would America allow a foreign company to come over here, transact business, and let it be 100% owned offshore?
America let IBM sell its computer business to the Chinese, Lenovo, and they took all the technology with it. So when you go and buy a Lenovo computer, you're buying a Chinese computer.
Lenovo, I did not know Lenovo was that.
Sold
did you
over
know that?
To China. Oh, BlackBerry. Didn't BlackBerry?
Get your mic.
Oh, BlackBerry is going to get sold to it's a private investment firm, and I forget. I think they're from Australia.
Is it Australia?
It's Australia.
Well, can I ask you, when does America start buying American? And when do we start taking care of our own? And when do we have a revolution?
If you find that, let me know if you figure it out, Tracy. I mean, people don't know. Things are totally out of control right now, which is why we need a local credit union.
That's right.
That's what I was getting at. So to alleviate what we're talking about in this HSBC,
mm-hmm.
I'm still stuck there.
Are you I'm still stuck
there because I see that everywhere. So the a local credit union. And to add to it, a faith-based credit union is going to help ensure that we are being ran locally and by faith-based people.
And transparency. So that way you don't have to worry about, well, let me get back to you because I have to go to China or, you know, RSB. That's when you see it up there.
Oh, the Royal Bank of Scotland.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
then there's Deutsche Bank, and there's Deutsche Bank.
Yeah.
There's UBS, which was Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what banks really are?
American.
They're not. That's just it. Very, very few. But the question is, when you look at what's going on, and this, if we always talk about other folks, you know, and I've got to bring a little bit of our local political system and what's going on here. We're barking at the moon trying to catch a flea when all you have to do is wash the dog. That's it. Mark looked at me like, what?
What? Oh, dear. Okay. That's pretty down home.
You know? It's kind of simple.
Okay.
If you wash the dog.
I'm going to tell my wife to embroider a pillow. You're
barking at the moon. Watch it. Okay.
You're barking at the moon trying to catch a flea.
When all you got to do is
watch the dog.
mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And it's just that simple. People need to get engaged. People need to cooperate. They need to actually contribute. This little entitlement mentality that everybody's supposed to give somebody something and you're not supposed to put anything out is non-productive. This goes from the top all the way down to the bottom. To be productive, you have to be willing to give, to invest, and to build. But you've got to work. It can't be 5 people working. It's got to be all of us working together for a common goal to make things happen. Things don't happen when people don't work.
Nobody wants to work. I'm going to give you an example, It's off topic, but it's not. This was the figure they talked about last night on the news, and they were talking about health care. So they're coming out with what these policies are going to cost people. And so if you're making $30,000 a year with the subsidies, Okay, you're going to get subsidies and tax credits and whatnot from the government. Your health policy will cost eventually $6 a month. But if you're making over $33,000 a year, that health care policy that's costing this guy $6 is going to cost you $400 to $500 a month. So what's the incentive to go from 30 to 33? Because that's where the lines are for the subsidies.
It's like taxes.
Yes. Yeah. So the person that's working has to pay through the nose and ends up taking home less money than the guy who's not.
Well, when you're talking about working, you have to, I think this is another area that the credit union would be involved, because teaching, you got to train people, you got to let them know the value of money, what to do with it, how to budget, how to make valid decisions
right
on
now,
your dollars.
Let me say this.
And you got to fix them where they know they got to get a job.
But this is the issue. Right
see,
now.
And that comes
right, no,
from,
no. You, right now, what we're saying is the way things are going right now, you are going to be more profitable on your bottom line to stay home.
Stay home.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If when we do open, it is an investment in the community, more so to say, look, you can't just live this way in front of your children. You know, you have to get out here and get an education. Education anymore. They're trying to do away with that.
Gwen, listen to what we're saying. The way things are running right now.
I know what you're saying.
No, it would be frivolous for me to go to work.
A lot of them say that.
That's
why they stay at home.
But then that's why we're trying to do a faith-based credit union, because if we biblically,
a man
God says,
don't
says,
work,
give, and it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and run
it
over.
Over
so we can't lose.
Measure.
But what I'm
if
saying is,
and if you don't work, you don't eat.
If you invest in the credit union.
But listen to we weren't talking about investing. We need to invest in the credit union because it's the right, it's
because
a good thing to do.
It's the right
and
thing.
It has more components than just money.
But what we're saying is the system is making it to where you may have a credit union and it may be great for you to put your money, but you will do better economically to not work at all, because you'll have more money in your pocket by not working than by working.
Okay.
And that's not good for our community. And he's talking about politically. You guys are talking about naturally.
Oh, I'm
because
sorry.
What's happening is the Affordable Health Care Act is making it to where if I actually make $30,000 a year,
right?
I only have to pay $6 for my health care.
Mm-hmm. The $33,000.
But if I pay $33,000 a year, I got to pay $400 a year. $400 a month
versus
times 12 will drop me down to $29.
So why would you do it?
So why would I go to work and make less money when I can stay at 30 and have more money?
And have more money.
And that trickles down to college. Like, why should I go and get this education?
When I have education at work.
And what kind of job am I going to have that is going to afford me enough money where I can pay back my loan, my student loan, and have insurance?
Right.
But and that goes. That's what we're saying. What we're saying is, and this is a little bit off. It's off topic, but it's on topic because we're talking about money and longevity of it.
That's right.
But when you look at this and what's happening to this, is we are. Even with student loans, I do better by not working and being indigent. They're creating our system is creating a spirit of indigence. It is better to be indigent than to be productive. And if we don't take ownership in our own communities through a credit union, through our own economic development, we're going to allow the system to come over and encapsulate us to where we will be thriving on indigence and not on work.
And you know, the other issue is, Tracy, and you were talking, we started the conversation today about how hard it is to do anything. These ladies are here, and they're putting together a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea.
Right.
Here's the problem that they're going to run into, lady. Here's what you're going to run into, is that the banking regulations, since the financial disaster 5 or 6 years ago, have greatly gone, they've gone through the roof. They passed the legislation. They're still promulgating the rules. They're still making the rules. Those are going to apply to you. Now, the big banks can afford to pay people to take care of those rules and to make sure there's compliance. Where's the little guy go? All they're doing is making the bigger banks bigger, forcing the smaller banks to merge and try to keep the new banks from coming in at all.
And that's why they need to hurry up and do it. And because every day is a challenge. And right now they need to raise $150,000.
Yeah.
And they're asking people to come in and invest in their future and in their own systemic economic development. Yeah. And if they don't start doing this,
doing it soon,
what's going to happen is the rules are going to change and you're not going to be able to get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And it's going to breed indigence because people make money on indigent people. They control people
right.
on indigent people.
Right. As they say, back to predatory lending, when you got to go to the little red and white store to cash a check, and they can charge you anything they want to charge you just to cash a check.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I got the number is 347-945-5229. Are you guys cold over there? Let me know. I wrote a check on last week, and the young lady decided to go to my own bank and cash a check. The bank had to call me on the phone to make sure that I wrote her the check, and then was going to charge her, I think, $5.
Mm-hmm.
The bank,
because she doesn't have an account.
Because she doesn't have an account there.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Oh, they wouldn't let me even cash a check.
Oh.
That I went. I was like in a hurry trying to get my UPS thing, and they said I had to have a bank check or money order.
Right.
So there's a right there on the corner. Y'all know what bank it is. And I went in there. Oh, you don't have an account here. We can't cash that. I said, what? and then I said, well, what about cash? Can I get a check? And I give you cash. No. I said, well, cash always works.
Cash doesn't work.
Nope.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
They would not give
anymore.
Me a check when I was giving them cash.
No.
I was too through.
Nope. You don't have an account
it's
there.
It's a different world. It's a different world today. And I don't know why.
A lot of folks don't know the rules. I mean, that was crazy as far as I was concerned. I mean, I'm here, I got ID, I got cash, and it wasn't like it was $5,000 or something. It's only like about $200.
Well, I went to the church account, which, you know, my name is on it, of course, to be the one of the agents. And I went to cast a personal check of my own, and was you know how they ask you got an account here. I did, and so I thought. So I went to cash. They couldn't do it because I didn't have my personal account. Even though I was on the church account, I could not cash a personal check.
It's changed, and they said the game has changed.
It has.
And when you have a community credit union, you develop a relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. And there will be other things that vehicles to move things in the right direction as far, as I said again, education. You got to have that education. And if they don't have that, if you get them in
there. Hold her hand.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you can't do anything. They say you can't live what you don't know. If you don't know better, you cannot do better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back to square one. We got to educate them, mobilize them, get them in there, and instill into them things like you need an education. Yeah, you stumble in here, and I've seen people frustrated with credit cards. They had credit cards, didn't know how to even use them, didn't even know how to activate them. Standing up there frustrated, well, you know, trying to get their phone on. They don't even know that you dial that number on there and activate it. And these are things, I mean, we take it for granted. But there's people out there don't know how to write a check, keep a checking account, know what to do with a card, don't know what a budget is, don't know that they should go to school, you know. And all of these things, this is what makes a difference between a credit union, because we're invested.
Right.
We're invested in our community. We're concerned about the people, not just the dollar. We're concerned about the people, moving the agenda and making the community strong.
What is the website for the credit union?
Give to, the number two, cofcu.org.
Give the number two?
Give to, cofcu.org.
We'll be right back. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midland.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The state attorney general has filed a lawsuit against a Youngstown area business for allegedly deceiving donors while soliciting for firefighter and police charities. According to the AG's office, telemarketers at Encore Music Productions misled Ohio families, even pretending to be firefighters in some cases. Some registered nurses at Northside Medical Center tried to go back to work after a one-day strike with their union, but were told they can't come back. Some nurses say they received a letter from the hospital that says they can't come back to work until tomorrow, or in some cases Monday. A hospital rep explained that replacement nurses had to fill vacant spots, and they were scheduled for 72-hour shifts. Other nurses didn't receive a letter and returned to work without a problem. After years of record enrollment, YSU is now seeing a decrease in students attending the university. The college, as a result, is facing a $6.5 million deficit. The president says he might have to let go 8 to 9 full-time employees. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks.
Lately, it seems there's been a lot of back-to-school talk. How about you? Thinking of going to college or back to college? Wondering how you can afford it? Check out Kent State University's Columbiana County campuses. We offer 27 degree programs in high-demand fields such as nursing, business, criminal justice, occupational, and physical therapy. Take classes online or on campus in East Liverpool or Salem. We're close to where you work, close to where you live. And we have reduced tuition for West Virginia students in the Northern Panhandle. Call 1-877-KENT-EDU to find out more. You belong here.
Before the hunt begins, hunt down Glenn's Archery and Tackle at Guilford Lake. Glenn's Archery and Tackle is a full-line archery and pro shop built with the hunter in mind, featuring a 20-yard indoor archery range and an outdoor 3D archery range. Glenn's has all the top brand names in bows and crossbows, as well as everything you need to fill out your tackle box. Right now, get 10% off archery sights and rests. Glenn's Archery and Tackle, Baker Road and East Lake Road at Guilford Lake. See our store online at archeryplus.com. Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment. The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
That's it.
I am back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Alex is in the queue. Mark Manny's in the studio with me. Minister Joyce Williams is in the studio with
Alliance.
Me. From Alliance. And Sister Gwen, Fish, what are you over there doing? What you got over there now?
For phlegm and stuff from China.
What is that? Look, now we're talking about China Bank and she's drinking China stuff.
I got you.
What are we going to do with her?
We're trying to get, this is, what you want me to say, Kung Pao what? Look, what's she hearing?
Now, what's that supposed to do?
Oh, for real.
For coughs and things, like.
Chinese.
For real. I have sarcoidosis. So that means I have an immune problem, and there's all kind of crazy things that goes on in my body, okay? So the phlegm and stuff and the coughing, I would get the coughing. Next thing I know, I'm in the bronchitis.
Right.
So
right.
They gave me a coughing liquid. 2 hours later, I'm coughing. The pearls, 2 hours later, I'm coughing. $54 for about 20 pearls because I hate cough syrup.
What
this, I take this. It mess, they call them pearls because they're little like soft gels and cough syrup in a pill form.
Okay.
They call them coughing pearls. So, there you go. This I take. It helps clear up my chest. I don't have the coughing, you know, and there's no side effects. It tastes good. It tastes like honey.
Now, what's it called again?
Oh, I don't know. Changing.
Here, again, Mark, you can read this because you're the most.
There's the English version on there. It's Chanube Yi.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, huh?
Well, anyway, Tracy, we're talking about
credit union.
All across the world. Now,
yeah.
We've been educated today about where our money is presently, and we're thinking it's right here with us, and all we have to do is just walk up there and get our money. It may be that way with if you only got a few dollars. But we're talking about the global issue here today, and this is very interesting because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't know globally what happens to us.
Absolutely.
And to
not.
Our money. And so the credit union is trying to get local control again, and that's why we're here today to try to get people
educated. Awareness.
Yeah,
the awareness.
Awareness of what really happens to your money.
But people need to
and
people
take
need
control
to,
of
but
it.
But people need to, and this is my issue, and I've been studying on this lately, and I've been preaching on this lately. Productivity and giving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Me too. I've been preaching
productivity.
That.
God blesses productivity.
Yes, He does.
And God blesses giving.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give in your. You have to give to get.
You have to.
You and you got. You've got to
give,
got to
and it shall be given back to you.
The word, the principles of the word, always work.
Right. It's
they,
never going to fail.
They never fail.
Where they say flowers may fade away,
but
the
word will
but
always
word,
last forever,
and it lasts.
And my problem is, we have allowed a whole group of people to think that they are on the reciprocatory end, but they should never be on the giving end.
Right.
And
that
it makes no sense for us not to write the check. Right, give the dollar,
mm-hmm.
give the $20, give the $100,
yes.
and sacrifice in the gift. You know, I go to church, and I love going to church because that's what I do.
Amen, me
but
too.
I have a hard time with a whole bunch of churches telling us to give, but when it's time to give, they don't want to give.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all may not be able to say it. I'll say it. I want to know when do we, you can't have 99 churches. 99 churches times $100.
Yeah.
Is how much is that, Mark?
No, but then you have a population of churches that do give, and they have been giving all along.
Let me say this again. No.
$9,900.
How much?
$9,900. If you got 99 churches at $100.
99 churches at $100.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to 99 churches at $1,000?
$99,000.
So and you need to raise so if. so
and
if
we
I,
only need 150.
And we, right.
And some have stepped up to the plate. But again, I say we got certain churches that have
increments. No. I'm talking about, listen.
Widespread.
I'm talking about we need to breed to where it. You should not take anything to take this long to raise that amount of money.
It shouldn't.
I'm telling y'all, they raise that kind of money for puppies out at the Canfield Fair.
Wow. I know that's right.
They do, in a weekend.
Sure.
Am I lying?
Yeah.
We raise them for dogs and cats to get them spayed and neutered.
Yes.
But you can't raise something for your own community, and you got 68,000 people
right.
that you're going to service.
And Tracy, you're not giving an exuberant amount of money either. You're talking about $100.
Right.
$100.
Right.
And
I said $100 a month.
Right. Exactly. And I spread it out over a month. And
over
then,
a month.
Now what? I mean, even the smallest church.
Look at what you have on your back.
Yes.
Look at how much you spend for your clothes. Look at what
exactly.
you spend in eating out.
Hello.
Look at how much you spend for coffee. Look at how much you spend for getting your rims and getting your armor all on your tires. And we don't have time to spend.
Investment.
That doesn't make sense.
Future.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
And so I'm hoping that people will go to the website and begin to give. Look at what happens with Kickstarter.
Yeah.
This is the same concept.
Yeah. Give to COFCU.org. And those that are listening out there, especially those that can give and are not investing, I don't understand, because it still benefits you. If people in the community is doing well, then you don't have to worry about them breaking in your house
mm-hmm.
and stealing your car. And shooting you because, where was that? They have a person on TV snatched a woman's pocketbook and as though that was the thing to do. And they had the guy's picture yesterday on there.
I missed it.
Can you identify him? He was this big, just stalking her in the store.
Wow.
No, I didn't see that.
It went out.
And even if the elderly think that this wouldn't prosper for mm-hmm. them because they've already arrived at everything that
mm-hmm.
they're going to have and they don't need to, borrow any money. But it's the investment that you may be doing for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. They'll still be benefactors of this credit union. We're not talking about, we're not talking about
mm-hmm.
building something that's going to last a day or two.
Family
we're talking
value.
Longevity.
Fire for her, your mic is on.
Yes, good afternoon, Tracy. It's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, a couple of questions I might ask. The credit union, what rules and regulations for loans to assets ratio does she have set up, and is that regulated by the state or federal government?
It would be regulated by the state.
Okay, do they have a loans to asset ratio that the credit union has to meet?
Pardon me? Say that again.
What is the loans to assets ratio? In other words, if they have $10,000 in the credit union, how much of that can they loan out to any one individual?
I don't know.
I don't think we have that number. I don't think anybody here has that number.
Well,
but I know what you're talking about.
These are important things that need to be addressed. They need to be known by not only the people who might invest, Tracy, but also those who can borrow from that. I've been a lifelong member of the Steelworkers Credit Union that used to be down at the Ohio Works U.S. Steel. And I still belong to the Federal Credit Union, which is now out in Austin Town. It is, the original credit union was bought a number of times. But I think what a lot of people have a hesitancy to get involved in putting their own money in there initially is they need to know that it's going to be a secure location, and that those who will sit on the loan board are very conscientious about making sure that the people they're loaning to are value-worthy. In other words, they're going to be able to be paying this back, that it's not just a loan because, they're in need of something. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And my understanding, from talking to the people that are a part of the organization committee, they will run themselves as a secure lender. And they will not be just giving money out just to be giving it out because they like the people.
Mm-mm.
But what they will also do, they will also take into consideration other things than just what they see on a piece of paper. And because right now, if you look at some people's lives, you know, it's not about who they are. It's not about what you see on paper because some things, you know, if your house burns down and you get divorced in the same week, and we all know it, and you had, you know, if you look at your credit history and you had an 800, 900 score in your credit history before the house burned down and before the divorce, then, you know, you need to take into consideration that the house burned down and I got a divorce. Whereas
those are reasonable things to consider, but if the house burnt down, it better be insured. Otherwise,
No, sweetie. You got to come live in the city with us because not everything gets insured in the city.
Tracy,
you understand that, right?
I own a business down there. I owned a building in Youngstown, and I know that. My point is simply this: that as a credit union and wanting to do something for their community, they have to be able to provide the kind of protection that would avoid the fiasco that we just gone through with the banks that were taking loans, and now we've got 100 million people over their heads in water.
But that's not what they're talking about. That's not listen. When you have a church that they had, there was a church here locally that had $1 million sitting in the bank, and they couldn't go get $1 million loan, yet they had good credit because they didn't want a loan to the church.
And that's
a problem.
That's where the idea of the credit union came from.
That's a problem.
And
I've been doing
like
business with you
for 50-some years,
and never was a link. And they have actually had years of experience.
Over
50-some
years.
And they actually had burned several mortgages from the same company and from the same church.
That's
but when they went to get a loan to build a church, they told them that they couldn't do the deal. That's a problem.
Well, yeah, I understand it's a problem, but Tracy, if you take that particular situation, do I understand you correctly that the church had $1 million worth of assets?
Yes, and had money in the bank,
and that's how the credit union came out of that type of incident by treating the chair of the church and everything as though he was somebody, you know, from a back alley or something, and not an educated college graduate businessman.
With the money.
And
with the
had
money.
The money.
You have to understand, people, and this is something
every
that...
Every preacher is not a jackleg.
This is something that people need to understand, and that we don't always pay attention to. There are a lot of people out there that you don't understand the discriminatory practices that happen with people who live in inner city.
Mm.
You know, there's something called we call it the black tax. Being black, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yeah, we understand what happened. And, you know, as conservative as I am, I'm still as black as I'll ever be. Yes, sir?
The answer to his question is that the National Credit Union Association requires credit unions' capital ratio to be at least 7%.
7%.
Yeah. So it's 7%.
They like 9 if you can keep it there.
Yeah.
But the next thing is everybody has to have a background check. And these people are not just going to be on the board with no bringing nothing to the table. You know, they have a background. They're going to have a background in finance.
They're going to treat you as they would anywhere else, but they will be it'll be a local decision that you can appeal if necessary. But it won't be redlined because you live in Lincoln Oaks.
Right. You have a $100,000 house.
Listen, I've got to go talk to people from Rotary. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll be back in a few minutes.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon again, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And it is 9 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and now I have Jeff Michalinek. Ooh, I got that right. He said it enough times for me to get it. And he is from Boardman Rotary, and we are fellow Rotarians. Mark Mangi's in studio with me this Thursday, and he is a former Rotarian. And I am – Rotary is one of the highlights of my week and one of the greatest things that I've ever joined as in a philanthropic or a nonprofit organizational group.
Sounds
nonprofit. Yep.
They do so much for our community. And Boardman Rotary is not only a fun place, but it's a happy place.
Yeah, I would say Tuesday afternoons are can be joyful at times.
Yes, they can.
A little stressful at times, but they're, you know.
A lot of joy, and it becomes a family. And every year they put on the Oktoberfest in Boardman Park, and it's coming up this Sunday.
Coming up this Sunday from 9 to 5. And this is the 37th year for the Oktoberfest.
Wow.
And, you know, all of the funds that are raised from the event go back into the community. And we've supported various organizations throughout the years. And Rotary and Boardman, we have really no pet project that we do, but we take on a variety of events and support, you know, a number of deserving organizations from Boys and Girls Clubs in Youngstown. We have been a longtime supporter of that, to hearing and speech and so on.
You guys do. I don't have a perfect attendance pin like the rest of everybody else. I don't know how many years I've been in. But for as long as I've known about Rotary, they have always done great philanthropic works. I mean, I've gone down to the mission and fed people.
Yep, rescue mission.
And we sponsor it. Not only do we buy the food, we bring the food, but we cook the food and we serve the food.
Yes. Service above self is Rotary's motto, and that's part of what Rotarians do on a day-to-day basis, whether it's through the good deeds of their business, but, you know, serving the community and helping and doing things that really matter.
How long have you been in? How long have you been a Rotarian?
Oh, wow. A little bit over 20 years, I think.
Wow.
Hard to believe, isn't it? I don't look that old, do I?
No. But they've had the Oktoberfest almost as long as I've been live.
Yes, yeah.
I chaired that thing for a couple of years. It's not fun. That's a lot of work folks put into that. It's, the time of year is always challenging because you're fortunate. It looks like you got, you know.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Plus weather.
I've been praying.
I've been out there setting up that thing in the mud because it would pour down rain. And,
yes.
You know, it's up to our knees and it's cold.
Well, of course, I'm co-chairman along with Sarah Marino. And I think Sarah is bringing a lot of good luck to the event. So,
Sarah's a great organizer.
Oh, yes.
She is really good, at it. I am, you know, because when I first got involved with Rotary, it was actually through the Oktoberfest. It was Paul Mastriana and I can't think of his name. Inner Circle, John.
Oh, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me such a hard time as
good.
A vendor.
Okay. What were you?
What was
we won't,
I, what
we won't
was,
go into that.
What
or,
was I selling?
Yeah.
I was selling politics. What do you think? So what should we expect this year at the Oktoberfest?
Well, we do have a couple of new things from the standards of the art and craft vendors, and we actually are up this year, which is a really good sign. We have, I believe, we're up to about 125 art and craft vendors this year.
Awesome.
So that's up about 10 or 15 over last year. And then the other thing, some of the new things, of course, we always have food, great food. Molnar brings in his concession trailers, and then there's others that are there. So that's, you know, it's always a good thing. Boardman Band comes in about noon and plays. We always kind of advise people, if you're planning on eating, you better get there before all of the band members are like locusts going through the food court. But this year, a little bit different, we have some live entertainment that will be there. Carolyn Longo and Eric Knopfler will be there. Carolyn is a musician.
Mark,
plays
I didn't
guitar.
Ask me to sing.
Rotary. That spells Rotary.
They didn't ask me to sing. Is there a reason? They never asked. Why did you guys ask me to come and bring my band and sing?
That's a good question.
No one ever
did you ever audition or do anything or
No, I just want to come and sing.
You just want to come and sing?
Yeah, we got to
do karaoke. She's always looking for a place to sing.
We can go over to karaoke or somewhere.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
You guys still got the tent at the top of the street with all the pies and baked goods and stuff.
Goodies galore,
yeah.
Goodies galore will be there again this year. And we had kind of toyed with the idea of maybe not doing that, but
that's an interesting
popular. Well, there you go. Through popular demand through the club, everybody.
I was not happy about them taking
it
out, so I'm glad it's back.
See, there you go. So, as because of your
you're gonna take cookies.
You know I could, huh?
Yeah, you could.
I could make that happen.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Then you know everything that we can get goes, you know, for a good cause.
It is a wonderful. And last year was such a beautiful day.
Yep.
And I think we're gonna have the same kind of weather this year.
It looks like it. Yes.
It's a great.
We don't
want to
talk about
walk.
It too much. Keep your fingers crossed.
No, it's gonna happen.
Oh, it's gonna be nice. You know what? It might not be particularly sunny, which is actually a good thing,
right?
Because it gets really hot when
yes.
the sun's out over
there. Yeah. I was in the club when they had the Mudfest, as they call it. And that was a particularly gruesome weekend.
I don't have no idea what that was.
Oh, it was a.
You
mess.
Didn't have a mud fight in the middle of the
No, but it.
Oh, the damage to
the damage,
park!
Right.
Oh my lord, it was just you know.
Is that why they paved everything now?
Well, pretty much so. You know, I think that was part of the reason that they did that. They looked at a number of different options in doing things, and after Rotary spent. I think it was close to $8,000 to repair the park. figured we better start to do something. So.
Let me say this: Boardman Park is a beautiful park.
Yep.
And they have the roadway where the vendors are and the access in and out. It's only $3 admission, and children under 12 are free. It is a great Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
That's a great walk in the park.
It's a great showcase for Boardman Park. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those little hidden gems that, you know, people
you
really need
to
come out and see and walk around in.
You still got the vendors out there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How many you got coming out this year?
Well, like I said, there's 100 and I think we're up to about 125 of the art and craft vendors.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of goes with what the times are, too, and how times have changed a little bit. You know, looking back in history, I remember the first Oktoberfest I was involved in, I think we had close to 400 art and craft vendors.
And they were, to set those up, oh my goodness.
It was like a little city.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But it's amazing. So see, I don't have the 400, but it's amazing to me to see that the time that goes in. And I tell people that Rotary is a place where you pay to work.
Paying in time.
You pay to put the time into work.
Sweat and labor.
Group. Yeah, absolutely, to make things happen. And I have to commend you and Sarah.
Well, Sarah has done a great job.
What are you just saying? You're just the voice of Rotary?
Yeah, the quasi-voice of Oktoberfest.
And the organization, the billboards are up. I see the commercials on television.
You're on the commercial. I hear your voice.
Yes.
It's not me.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It can't be me.
That's you. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And people are coming up to me and saying, I heard your voice. I'm like,
see?
Huh?
Yeah.
Seriously? That's
seriously.
Ginger said that's Tracy.
I don't know if that's good or bad. But it is it's a wonderful time to come out. It's this upcoming Sunday. What time do we open for people to come?
9.
And what time do we close?
5.
So it's a good day run.
Oh, it's a great day, yep.
You got your shuttles running?
Yeah, they have the shuttles. People can park down at Southwoods on Southern Boulevard. But this year, as last year, with the new parking surface lot right behind the park on Southern Boulevard, they'll have about half of that open for parking this year.
Oh, good.
Well, that'll be
so
good.
It makes it nice and a little bit easier. But if people don't want to take that chance, go down to Southwoods Park, and there's buses that'll be running a continuous
loop. I walk.
Good
exercise.
Good. There you go.
Hey, yeah. South Carolina, your mic's on.
Well, see, I've been waiting.
There it goes.
And then all of a sudden, you catch me off guard.
Jeez, oh, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Y'all talking about the Rotary. I got some friends that are in the Rotary down here, but they don't sound like y'all a little bit more active than they are.
Oh, absolutely. We have one. We have a fun Rotary. Our club is great.
Yes, we do.
All the Rotary clubs here are pretty active. We got a lot of them up here.
Our district for Rotary is maybe one of the little bit more active ones. We seem to get more involved in a lot of the district-wide events. Like this year, our president of Boardman Rotary, Jay Summers, his cause, his mission is Operation Warm. Where one of the things that we're going to be doing at the Oktoberfest this year, we'll have a Rotary tent, and there's about five or six of the local clubs. Boardman obviously will be there, Canfield, Poland, I think, and so on, Youngstown. And one of the things that we're looking for, other than promoting Rotary, is Operation Warm, which for a $20 donation will buy a child a coat for winter, so we're pretty excited about that.
And I think they're trying to. I think their goal is to give every child who cannot afford a coat, not a used coat, but a
brand new coat. Yep.
This year, that is their goal.
Yep.
And it is important that we, as I said a little bit earlier about giving, we've got to make sure that we begin to give. Philanthropic giving is really down right now because the economy is very, very iffy. And this is a good way to donate a large sum or a small sum by coming out and supporting the Boardman Rotary. The profits go to your area services. There's very, very little goes outside of our community.
We do have some. There is a project that we do once a year. Well, it seems like every year we have something going on in a foreign country, and Dominica for the last couple of years. One of our members does hearing aids and so on. Has been down there to help children down there and so on too. So
Dr. Cheryl.
Yep.
Boardman Rotary is an historic club.
Is it really?
It's an historic club. It probably had the first female member in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it either had the first female president or second female president.
Mary Lou Green.
Mary Lou Green.
Mary Lou was the first.
And Mary Lou is still in the club and still active.
God bless her. She goes. She's a pistol.
She's
a friend of mine.
Listen, Matt. They want to know this. Our Oktoberfest is not. You're not going to get sauerkraut and beer.
Right.
You're going to get a great walk. And some great places to go and shop and some places to eat. And you're going to get some great crafts. But you're not going to get people that don't live in our area that are listening in.
Right.
They want to know where is the beer.
Beer at our October Festival, I guess we should be saying. They kind of changed the name a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, this event really kind of centers around the art and crafts and
group.
There you go.
And there's no politicians.
Absolutely. Well,
now if I were still in the club,
yes,
you'd have a political tent there. I had battles over that.
It depends on the time of the year.
We have tents there. That's how I got there.
Yeah, there are some political
tents.
Tents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you got to pay.
Absolutely.
Well,
you got to
pay.
Absolutely.
That's how they got me.
We're still paying for that.
And they're paying for it.
Yeah, we're still paying.
Price comes with a price.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hey, Alex, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy, and everyone else. I don't know what kind of Oktoberfest this is without beer. I'm kind of disappointed now. I was going to come.
Not as boring as you think it would be.
But what I really wanted to ask about was the how are you distributing coats for the kids? I mean, do they have to come register or with the registry parents or something like that? Because I need coats for my kids. No, I'm just joking. I'm just curious about that. And is this a Rotary Club? Is that what it's called? Is it a second question, is it like a 501c3 nonprofit or whatever?
Yeah, Boardman Rotary is a 501c3 club. All of the funds raised throughout the year go back into the community. The Boardman Rotary was actually started, I think, in about 1950, 1955 as an offshoot of, I think, the Youngstown Club.
The Youngstown Club, yeah.
And, you know, it was back to the original founder was out of Chicago, Paul Harris. But so all of the money stays, you know, was, we've said, within the community. The Coats, we work through with a couple of different organizations in the area that identify needy children. And
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army is one
of them,
I believe. Yep. And work with them, and so this year not only coats, but hats and mittens and gloves. You know, we're trying to do whatever we can to, you know, help the community and help kids stay warm.
Has the polio effort been finished? Are they still involved?
Oh, no, that's still going on,
and
probably
on, yeah,
will continue to go on. But
until
that's,
it's eradicated.
Until it's eradicated,
absolutely.
Yeah. But that's the biggest, you know, Rotary International, which our local club is a part of, but that has been the worldwide project for, it has to be over 15 years now. And that particular group, the Polio Foundation, it's one of the most world-recognized philanthropic organizations for the work, the humanitarian work that they've done. And up until, I think it was this year, there had been no new polio cases reported.
Wow.
I guess, I don't know what month, but there's been
one or two,
three or four that have been reported, and Rotary's going back into those areas for re-immunization, and so it's a great cause.
I'm looking at some of the statistics on Rotary International. It says here there's about 34,300 clubs worldwide.
Yeah.
And they got 1.2 million members. That's quite an organization. You know, when I was in the club, I was privileged to go when I was over in Russia, the first Rotary Club founded in Moscow, and then a year or two later to address the Rotary Club in St. Petersburg.
Oh.
And it was wonderful because the Boardman Rotary Club had Russians going back and forth the ocean like we were going down to Struthers.
Yeah. Well, however many one of our men, yeah, still goes. And they've been active in helping establish a couple clubs over there.
Yeah.
And doing things, so yeah.
That's really kind of neat. What a neat way to meet people. And
mm-hmm.
The end result was, in I know, although the Rotary Club wasn't involved with it, but the guys, some of the guys who were involved when I was still in Rotary, we got at least 15 scientists emigrated to the United States from there, and then a lot of universities around the United States. So it's kind of neat. It's a really wonderful organization.
It truly is. And there's no city that you go into that you cannot find a club date.
Right, you know, and they're...
It's amazing.
Yeah, if you know what you're looking for as a Rotarian, you kind of look at the signs and you see, you know, when the lunches or dinners or breakfast, whenever that club in that town's meeting, and, you know you always have a friend someplace.
Always. And then, and when you go into their meetings, it's almost like they know you.
Yes.
You're never lost. You're never without a friend.
Except they won't let you sing, Tracy.
I'm proud of our club because we still sing. A lot of clubs don't sing anymore.
I've heard that. I haven't made up at a different club for a while now, but I've heard that. Ours is a little bit.
Sing. Ours is a little lively.
A little lively, yeah.
A little lively.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to take a break. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
No Oktoberfest without beer. How are we spelling Oktoberfest? Just out of curiosity, is it OC or OK?
OK.
Yeah, that's not OK with me, no beer. Jeez, you got to.
We've heard that for 37 years.
You got to go get that now. That would be a project to go. You know, even the festival's got an area. You know, like church festival's got an area to go have beer and.
Yeah, that has been a topic of discussion over the years. And
we're dry
Oktoberfest.
We're dry.
You weren't as dry as it was 20 years ago. You couldn't get a beer in Boardman anywhere.
Right. Look how times have changed. Yeah.
Yes, things have changed.
Yep.
I'm just kidding about the beer thing. It sounds like a great thing, and you guys are absolutely right about the Rotary and like your local Kiwanis clubs and these localized groups that deal with the charities. They do a ton of work. I used to work for a vendor And our charities that we raise the money for were your local Rotary and Kiwanis clubs. And I'll tell you what, the more and more I learned about them, if you haven't learned about your Rotary or Kiwanis, go and check them out, because they do so much for the community. They're kind of taking the places of what churches used to do, you know, 75, 100 years ago, as far as what they do. So if you don't know what they're about, go and check them out.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt. You don't do that commercial. Remember what you said so I can record that and we can do that commercial. That was good. Listen, I'm going to take a break, but I want everyone to know that this upcoming Sunday, from 9 until 5, there's a $3 admission to the October Festival that is sponsored by Boardman Rotary. And they want to give special thanks to Lane Life Trans Paramedics, Armstrong Cable, Stifle of Canfield Office, 21 WFMJ, and Cumulus, which is here. We have partnered with the Boardman Rotary so that we can let you know that this is a great place for you to come and actually spend the day. And where can you go spend a day for $3 and have a great time?
Absolutely.
You know, this is American. $3.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we got to talk. I should have been to some of those meetings because, you know, I'm a capitalist. $3.
Well, I was shooting for 10, but that just didn't quite.
Well, what happened to just, you know, $5.50? Because, you know,
we have to make change.
$3?
We're Rotarians and business people, but making change could be an issue. So.
Listen, I'll be right back.
Headline news. The state attorney general has filed a lawsuit against a Youngstown area business for allegedly deceiving donors while soliciting for firefighter and police charities. According to the AG's office, telemarketers at Encore Music Productions misled Ohio families, even pretending to be firefighters in some cases. Some registered nurses at Northside Medical Center tried to go back to work after a one-day strike with their union, but were told they can't come back. Some nurses say they received a letter from the hospital that says they can't come back to work until tomorrow, or in some cases Monday. A hospital rep explained that replacement nurses had to fill vacant spots, and they were scheduled for 72-hour shifts. Other nurses didn't receive a letter and returned to work without a problem. After years of record enrollment, YSU is now seeing a decrease in students attending the university. The college, as a result, is facing a $6.5 million deficit. The president says he might have to let go 8 to 9 full-time employees. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. The Marcellus and Utica Shale is a game changer for this area, and there are growing opportunities every day for people who are willing to work. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Natural gas is changing the job market, and we are truly knocking the rust off this rust belt. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future. Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right. tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show Thursday mornings at 9 and Saturday mornings at 11 on News Talk 790 WPIC.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Fit Family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229. Or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. It's 37 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. The number here is 347-945-5229. If you want to call in on the local number, you can call it 330-781-9600. And I have just...
Michael Lennox.
In studio with me.
The first time, great.
My name is Mark.
I can get the man, the Michael Lennox. I like the last name. It's very, very nice. It can roll once you get it out. But I always just call you Jeff.
See, there
or
you
the,
go.
Or the guys at
well,
the
men's. Well, Mortarians, we're all, you know,
on first name basis.
Yeah,
I don't even know what people do.
Hey, listen, I don't hear any rotary bumper music. You got to have some bumper music that goes
have,
with
oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on.
October Festival, the last big festival of the year.
Hey. Sunday, September 29th.
From 9 to 5 p.m.
at Boardman Park.
Don't miss the fun.
Get a head start on holiday shopping.
Enjoy festival food.
Arts and crafts.
Strolling musicians and artist demonstrations.
For the past 37 years,
your $3 admission has helped
our club support community projects.
I'm Jay Summer, president of Boardman Rotary. Please join us and support October Festival Sunday, September 29th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Boardman Park.
Join in the fun.
Now, that's not you.
That's
You're
not
telling me that's not you.
No. Do you have okay. proof that's me?
No.
See? Not me. You don't own up to anything. First rule in politics wasn't me.
Or radio.
Same
thing.
Okay. Bill Clinton.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
It wasn't me.
Yep.
You don't want to go there.
Oh, that's right. It's Rotary Day. It's Family Day.
Family Day, yes.
It's Rotary Day. It's October. October Festival. It is sponsored by the Boardman Rotary, and it's every year. It's $3 admission for you to come out. It's for children under 12 are free. It is a great afternoon walking up and down the boardwalk, seeing all the vendors. You said you have 134 vendors?
122. 125. I keep wanting to driving Virginia Amstutz, who's kind of in charge of that end of things, driving her a little bit nuts, and then having to rearrange the layout and fit people in, and
they still complain when they come out to set up.
Heavens, no!
I mean, it wouldn't be the October Fest if they didn't complain.
Our vendors are the greatest in the world, if any of them are listening.
But you do. But let me say this: I have to give kudos to Bob Mastriana and Jenny Amstutz, because every year the two of them get to. I don't know when they stop. I don't know when they find the time to actually put together the layout and the tent setup for the vendors, the exits. And then all of a sudden, all of these boards go up all over the place.
Right, yep.
I don't know where all these people find this kind of time. And then you got Sarah and Jeff, and they work tirelessly, going to meetings every week on top of the meetings. And when you have a meeting is just to tell people what you've already done. But then somebody goes out and does the work, and you guys have a great committee.
Well, you know, the great thing about the Oktoberfest, because we've been doing it, as I said, for 37 years, I mean, it really has taken on, I know, a life of its own. As co-chairman, it's just kind of herding the cats a little bit. Everybody really knows what their job is. And this is a volunteer organization, so people want to be involved. And, the Rotarians are there to help. Most of them have been kind of doing this, and then there's Tracy. I've been kind of doing the same job for a number of years, and so
I haven't been able to find a job yet. I don't know what to do.
That is the wrong thing to say.
But
you haven't asked.
You should
leave
the
singing.
I haven't been able to find a job yet.
You should leave the singing.
We have our new co-chairman for next year, then. I guess we're pretty well set there.
Who? No. You can't be
co-chairman
until you find a job.
Big mistake.
Yeah?
Big mistake. You never tell anybody like these guys you don't have a job. They will put you to work. Trust me.
We've tried.
You're in trouble.
It doesn't work.
Successful.
It's not. It doesn't work very well.
She's a
scatterbrain.
The artful dodger.
Hey, I do fellowship.
Well, that's true. So
I raise money at fellowship.
There you go. So you're.
So what do you want?
You're a natural. Yes.
Give me a mic and
seriously, are you the fellowship chairman?
Not
chairman.
I just show up and do fellowship on my day.
You do fellowship on your day? Oh, dear. What's the fine now?
$1.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much was the fine then?
50 cents. Yeah.
Inflation, you know.
Inflation.
Yeah.
My goal is to raise more money than any other fellowship person there is.
Who's your spies?
Oh, I don't need spies.
It wouldn't be spies if she told us.
I don't need spies. I do this straight off the cuff.
She's got metadata.
That is true, because people put stuff on Facebook and Twitter, and I follow them.
Yeah.
But I want to send kudos out.
Well, not to interrupt, but Facebook, this year, one of the Rotarians, Josh Akins, has been instrumental in getting a website set up for the October Festival and getting it into Facebook and friending and all of that. We've had, I think as of yesterday, 5,800 followers on, if that's what they call it, on
like
Facebook.
Like us on followers.
Like us.
You're
like
us on
Facebook.
Absolutely.
No. So I think that's pretty good for the first year and it's getting out there.
Can I ask a question
I'm
about...
I'm trying to get my organization to get involved with that. I can't get them off the dime.
What did you say? Yeah, Alex, go ahead.
I just want to know in general about the Rotary Club, Rotary International. Is it something that, if you become a member, you have to... are you expected to really have a lot of free time on your hands, or can you just give money to it and you're considered a good member, upstanding member?
Oh, no.
Well, I would say, speaking strictly for Boardman Rotary,
no.
We are a real hands-on organization. It's an organization that, and I think Rotary in general, is not an organization that is looking to get into the financial pockets of its members for support, although there are clubs that do that, checkbook clubs. But no, we are our club, and actually most of the clubs in our area here are all hand-on clubs. I mean, we do projects. A Boardman Rotary a couple times has helped to build handicap ramps for people in the community.
Playground over at the Salvation Army?
Yeah, playground. Well, the playground in Boardman Park. Boardman Rotary was instrumental in not only bringing that into the area. I think it was Tom Davison, one of the Rotarians, had the idea for it, but helping to raise money for it. And the Rotarians went in and built most of that.
Potential development?
Yep. So always
Beatitude House?
Yes.
Plants Flowers?
There you go.
I mean, a lot of work with YMCA Camp Fitch.
Camp Fitch?
Yep.
They got involved with.
And they, Alex, they actually go out and they try to, you know, they call me to see if I can go hammer a nail in it, and that would not, no. But they actually go out and put the hammer and the nails in the studs.
Habitat for Humanity was another
one.
Yeah, that Boardman Rotary and other Rotary clubs have been directly involved in.
And when I say
you ever get mad at your members? You ever get mad at your members because they're not all too handy? And they
yeah, like me.
On occasion.
Because they
well, we have a fiery group, so if you do something wrong, make a mistake,
they'll call you out.
There is nobody shy in that club.
You know, Alex, they get mad at me all the time, and they let me stay. I'm not quite sure why.
Every club needs a little levity.
But I love them. But it's really, I mean, you got, they really work. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, honestly.
I was involved with some of the social stuff they did. We had they had a president's dance. They had a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Christmas party was nice. We used to do it at Bourbon Park in the pavilion. They drank the old log in, and it was a lot of fun. It was really
picnics, and the golf outing's coming up.
Golf October the 8th, I think.
Yeah, golf outing's coming up. I mean, they do the Wednesday afternoon show, Thursday after work mixers.
That is the most important thing they do.
What was that?
The pancake breakfast.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, how could we forget that? Yeah.
That comes up in March. We'll be back.
Yeah, they're great pancakes.
Right.
And
yeah, they are.
Two weekends in a row.
They don't let me grow up in the kitchen.
No.
I've been thrown out a couple times.
Yep, absolutely.
But, you know,
it's still a male domain in the kitchen.
You're thrown out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
They don't let you sing.
No.
You know,
does that tell you something?
What? We have to have a chat when the program's over, Tracy.
I know. I don't understand. But they let me keep on coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here talking with Jeff, and he is one of the co-chairs of this year's October Festival that's going to be taking place in Boardman Park. Boardman Park is located on 224, right next to Panera Bread or the other side of Toys R Us, across from Golden Corral.
Right. You can. There's an entrance off the shops in Boardman Park.
Mm-hmm.
There is the 224 entrance. There is the Southern Boulevard entrance. Those are probably the three main ways to get into the festival. And there will be Rotarians there grateful for your donations.
Of $3.
$3. Yeah,
$3.
The bargain, and best bargain in town.
Do you realize that you can't buy anything? You can't buy a bag of potato chips for $3?
You can buy your way into the festival for $3.
I found that out about the potato chips. My wife came home and said, "Did you know what they were charging for potato chips?"
Yes, potato chips are very, and if you look inside the bag, it's mostly air.
Yeah. Yeah, they can shrink down the amount without having to change things. They pump it with air anyway.
And so they blow them in and put them in.
Oh, I got to get a life.
What else is going to be happening on Sunday?
Well, we have some live demonstrations of clay throwing. Not at people, but for pottery and so on. I think we have a. There was talk that a blacksmith was going to come in and demonstrate a couple things. Jewelry making.
I heard about that. I'm looking forward to that one.
So they'll be there. Of course, the first 1,000 people in will get a free bag to help them carry their
free tote.
Free little tote bag and help them carry their totes around with them. And so that's kind of neat. That's a little bit new and different.
That's nice.
And in that bag will be some discount coupons that some of the vendors stepped up and,
okay.
and paid to contribute for. So that's, you know, something a little bit different again this year.
That's good. I like that idea.
A little different, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to think, you know, it's kind of always the same, but it changes just a little bit every year.
Okay, so now if I'm one of the first 1,000 vendors.
No, 1,000 attendees.
Okay, if I'm one of the first 1,000 attendees,
mm-hmm.
do I get a bag?
No.
Just checking.
Yeah, it's okay. It's nice try. You know. Yeah, nice try. But we, the Rotarians, you know, this is a full weekend for us. We start tonight.
Set up.
Setting up to start, yep, for the Rotary tent. And then everything really starts in earnest tomorrow morning. But we'll meet for breakfast, and we start putting up the fencing. And noon, I think they come in, the other crew, to put the posts in the ground, to mark off the spaces for the vendors. And
Porta John's going to position.
Yes.
They do a high-class event. So the people there over the years, they've thought of almost everything to make your day comfortable.
Comfortable, yes.
So, and they have. I mean, from where you don't have to stand in line to go to the restrooms. They're nicely located throughout the whole boardwalk so that you can have great accessibility to them. There's a food court
right.
where you can have places to sit down and eat.
Yep. We'll have tables in the food court, and then those familiar with the Boardman Park, the bocce court is where
goodies
it's
galore.
Kind of Rotary Central. And this year, half of that space will be occupied by one of the commercial vendors. But that's where Goodies Galore will be, and we'll have tables and chairs set up for people to take a little break from their sales excursions during the park that day. And so it's a good thing.
How about I have to go out there this Sunday?
Absolutely.
Well, I haven't been out for the last 2 years. I've been 2 years since I've been out there.
So when you go out there, you pay $9?
No. I want a bag.
That's what I'm, pay $9 when you come in so that you can pay for the last 2 years that you didn't come.
Well, the way the morning is, I wouldn't be surprised that the bags are probably gone within about the first hour and a half.
I would say so.
Yep.
I would say so.
And they have to come. If you get your bag, you have to come to the Rotary tent. So.
Oh, you have to come to the Rotary tent to get the bag?
That's where the bags will be.
Oh, okay.
Back when they started this thing, you know, there's the road that goes through Boardman Park.
Yes.
That thing used to be open. They would keep that thing open during, and they had the vendors on both sides, and people are driving up and down waving.
They didn't know any better.
Well, they used to do a fun run.
They used to have a five-mile little mini marathon.
Whose idea was that?
It certainly wasn't mine. 5 miles involves a car, I think.
Oh, you're not one of those runners?
No. That's not.
That's not you?
No.
Jeez, oh man.
I walk a mile every day. That's my exercise, but it's, you know.
Hey, you know, another thing that we're going to have this year is Radio Disney is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
For the kids.
For the kids, it is designed more for the preteens, I think. Not so much for the younger tweeners. Back at the Mog Theater.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different than something new. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of cool.
And they get that for $3 too?
Yeah, they get that for $3. Or they can donate, you know, $3 or more, whatever their hearts desire.
I'm going on the committee next year. We got to talk. $3.
And, you know, it was for years it was free. And we had a hard time convincing a lot of the members that we should make a charge for people to come in. But
that was a little bit of a battle.
Yeah, that was a battle.
And so you had to break their arms to get the $3.
They started at $1.
Started at $1, yes.
Well, you know, Poland Rotary was doing their chili open, and they were cleaning up. I mean, made a lot of money
off
that
money.
Event. And, you know, we were doing all this work, and they showed up with the snow to play golf.
There you go. Yeah. But I think Poland Rotary was, I think they kind of franchised that whole chili open thing.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It was smart.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how you play golf in the snow yet. I don't care if the ball is orange.
It's a lot of fun.
Because I like golf, but I can't play. But you know, golf.
Well, a lot of us know golf can't play either. But,
okay, you know, I love to go out and look like I'm a golfer. I do good at that.
Yeah,
I drive the cart well. Everything.
I want to be by the fire by the chili. I don't want to be out there. I don't go out there in the summer to play golf. I'm sure as heck not going to go out there in the middle of winter to play golf. But, you know, it's these organizations today, when you look at the state of America today, here's some stability in this nation.
Absolutely.
People that work very hard to do good work. And it's work that's fought locally, nationally, internationally. You know, those kinds of organizations were going out of style for a while. I hope they're coming back. It's something that we need. It seems to, because I know a lot of people who are involved with it, and, you know, what a great opportunity to go out and do something, you know, to serve your fellow man. Instead of this generation of me, they talk about the me generation and whatnot. This is something you can go and very selflessly do things with a group of people and have a lot of fun in the process.
Well, Rotary, like every organization, you know, we're always looking for good new members. And I think maybe that's, you know, kind of, we're just not looking for members. We're not looking for people just to pay dues. We're looking for people that want to.
Who care
and want to get involved in the community and want to do, you know, want to do good things.
And
there's
they
lots of clubs around. There's Poland has one, Canfield has one, Bourbon has one, Youngstown has one, Austintown has
Salem.
One, Salem has one.
Right.
Salem's an interesting club. That's.
Yeah, I'm not made up there.
Yeah, it's a nice club.
Jack Russell's down there.
Pardon me?
Jack Russell.
I know Jack Russell's down there.
Jack Russell's down there. He's probably listening in. I called you out. Down there in Salem. I want to say also, I was Boardman Rotary actually adopts a school and they give a dictionary out to every third grader.
Yeah, third grader.
Third grader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Started that,
that's
I
great.
Think, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Something on that.
Deb Liptak. Yeah, got involved in that.
And they give out library, they give out a dictionary to every third grader within the district.
Mm-hmm.
So that to make sure that that child has access to a dictionary and to broadening their vocabulary.
Yeah. Boardman Schools, you know, are kind of the beneficiary of that project. I think it's Robin Wood and West Boulevard, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they do. From when I was chair, we did them all.
Oh, okay.
We did them all. I went to every school in the district.
And Rotary is a charity.
Yes, it is.
Outlet is probably one of the best ones around. It has a very low overhead to expense ratio when you get into the foundation, and you know, most of the money they get goes out.
Absolutely.
And,
well, yeah, I mean, other, you know, if, as with any fundraiser, after expenses, you know, nothing stays in the club. I mean, the money we raise is not used for funding club operations. All of
correct.
That comes from dues that members pay. But you know, we have virtually no overhead. We've been supporting Boardman Park for many years. In case anybody wonders, we actually pay for the rental of the park that day, so it's not, you know, the park isn't shut down either.
No.
I mean, people can still bring their kids in and go to the playground and do the things that you would normally do at Boardman Park.
And you guys give, yeah. I mean, we give money to Camp Fitch.
Yep, Camp Fitch up on Lake Erie, yeah.
Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
We do Easter Seals. We donate to Easter Seals.
Yes.
We donate to Salvation Army. We donate to I'm trying to think of all the and I'm really going to go draw a blank shortly, but there are a lot of area agencies that need potential development. There are a lot of area agencies that need supplemental funding. Boardman Schools, Youngstown City Schools, the Sojourn to the Past. The people from Youngstown City Schools. There are a lot of projects that people need supplemental funds to get their pet projects off the ground. South Range, we sponsor and help fund Rotary Exchange
Rotaract
and the exchange program. There are a lot of programs that that they come up and they bring in additional funding to help people. Don't forget about the Boy Scouts.
Right, active with that camp standby.
They're still working with the Needle's Eye.
You know, not as much as we probably give some to them during the year, but when Irma Davis was, you know, she was so involved. She was actually, you know,
she was an amazing woman.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she was a great, great, great person.
Yeah.
I mean, she could get those kids out of bed. I mean, she'd come to talk at the meetings, and wow.
Yeah.
Now, Dick Jones was real close with
right.
them, and did a lot of work with those folks.
But don't forget about, what's her name? I can't think of the name over on Oak Hill. Of the street. She came to a meeting about a couple months ago. It's been about 6 months ago. Can't think of her
you
name.
You can't think there. You're putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're getting old, Tracy. You got, you know, the freaking cerebellums here.
And we and I have to say, but and we do a lot of they do a lot of good in the neighborhood, and it's something that you should be proud of, and you should be proud to support.
Well, I think anybody that comes out to the October Festival, and especially this year, going to stopping by the Rotary tent, we'll get an idea of all of the work that the various clubs in the area do. I think it'll open a lot of people's eyes. Of what we do.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's been
and
a lot of fun.
I wasn't too bad, was I? You can tell.
No, it was okay.
I didn't bite or anything, did I?
No, not.
And it's going to be this upcoming Sunday, the 37th Annual Boardman Rotary October Festival. It's going to start from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Admission is only $3 per person. Children under 12 are free. It's at Boardman Park, and we want to thank Armstrong, Stifel, Canfield Office, WFMJ, Channel 21, Life Trans Paramedics, and Cumulus Radio. I'm going to go. I want to thank you for coming in. When I come back, we should be talking with Ms. Ann Cobbin about Links, and which is another nonprofit agency which is coming in and going to talk to us about what they're doing. And we will be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
An ethics complaint against the judge. They want him kicked off the bench. Prosecutors are appealing the teacher's sentence to the Montana Supreme Court. Clayton Sandell, ABC News, Denver.
Three people are under arrest after a fatal stabbing following last night's San Francisco Giants Los Angeles Dodgers game, and police want to know if team rivalry played a role.
The 24-year-old victim in the case, we're now told, was wearing Dodgers clothing. He was stabbed to death near AT&T Park, the Giants stadium. Police say it's not clear right now if the Dodgers' clothing played a role in the attack. The two teams are longtime rivals. In 2011, a Giants fan was severely beaten outside Dodgers Stadium by two men wearing Dodgers gear. The victim in that case suffered traumatic brain injury.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Obama talking up his Affordable Care Act in a visit to a community college in Maryland. It's a major sticking point, as the government heads, for another government shutdown. Some Republicans don't want to fund it.
If Republicans do not like the law, they can go through the regular channels and processes to try to change it. That's why we have elections.
House Speaker John Boehner says the voters have spoken.
The American people don't want the president's health care bill. And they don't want the government to shut down.
The government runs out of money early Tuesday without a new budget. Big drop in first-time jobless claims last week. Experts say it's a sign layoffs are slowing. The Dow is up 38 points. The NASDAQ ahead 26. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Another round of test scores suggests that most American kids aren't ready for college.
This first year of college is looking like it could be a tough one for the high school class of 2013. The College Board, the nonprofit that oversees the SAT exam, says only 43% of students who took the test this spring scored well enough to suggest they can handle the rigors of college-level coursework. With the country struggling to compete in the global marketplace, the board says, the daily work high school students do needs to transform to ensure they're ready for college and careers.
ABC Scott Goldberg. Shelley Zimmerman says she hasn't been able to find her estranged husband, George Zimmerman, to serve him divorce papers. She says she doesn't know what he's capable of and that she believes he's changed since he was acquitted the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Shelley Zimmerman says she stood by her husband throughout his trial, but that afterwards he kind of went on a victory tour without her. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. It's truck season, and now is the best time to buy a built Ford Tough F-150. Get 0% APR financing for 60 months or lease a new F-150 Supercab for $299 a month. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, and Mark Manji's in the studio with me. I've got some time because my next guest is not here yet.
Who's coming in?
Ann Cobbin from the Lynx.
Okay.
She's coming in, and then it's just you and I. So somewhere between them and there, we'll make it happen.
So what's going on? You know, we have an been a wonderful day today. You know, the I love talking with the Rotarians, and I love being with the ladies.
They're
so sweet.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. And it's a good cause. We just have to organize to make things happen. And the only way that you do that is, you know, the only way that you make things happen is if you make them happen for yourself.
Yeah.
And you come together and you bind together as a community to make them happen. And for some reason we have been brainwashed into believing that somebody else will do things for us. And that's not how America works. The only way that America works is when you do things for yourself. South Carolina, Alex, your mic's on. Alabama, your mic is on. Diva, your mic is on. Just so that you know, during this open mic session until I get some people coming in here. But we have to start working for ourselves, and we've got to start doing for ourselves. We've got to start plowing our own ground, planting our own seed, watering it, and then waiting for God to give the increase.
You know, we were talking during the break that we bumped into our good friend Lou Macklin.
Yeah.
And, here's a guy that is working hard, particularly with that absolutely outstanding project he did with Male Wellness, over on his church on Parkliff a couple of weeks ago. What a great, great project that was. And, you know, I'm trying to think. After I talked with him, we bumped into him after right around lunchtime today, and I was thinking, you know, what is it that Republicans...
While I was late.
Huh?
You told him everybody why I was late.
Well, we were having a chat with a good friend.
Now everybody knows why I was late getting here.
What?
I was sitting in the parking lot chatting with a good friend.
With the ribs.
With the ribs, that is true.
I had the bag of ribs. I'm thinking,
that is true.
Okay.
That is true.
And I had the cookies.
That is true.
Republicans.
Hey, y'all could have kept that to yourself. And I'm up here with a bag on my lunch sandwich.
You know, Republicans like to get things done. We're doers. And, there's so much when you see folks out doing stuff, whether it's Lou working with his church on the wellness or the Rotarians working with their wonderful projects that come from Rotary International. We need to get stuff done, because if you wait around for somebody else to do it, both for yourself and for the good of the community, it ain't going to happen. Because everybody talks, but nobody wants to get off their rear ends and go do stuff. And that's really exciting. That gives me a little bit of faith again in folks.
I wonder what can Republicans offer the African American community to get them to look their way?
I don't think anyone can offer to give anything to anybody. I think what Republicans have is the ability to bring folks into the fold that think that if things take a lot of work and there's going to be obstacles and we can help them get over the obstacles, but at the end of the day, we all have to work together. And
now, wait a minute, Mark, because Republicans, you said not give, but Republicans give businesses and people tax breaks. And tax credits.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you on that, because
okay.
The current president we have right now is the king of giving favors to various businesses.
Yeah, no.
You know, he's got crony capitalism.
That's what you call selective business.
Yeah, well.
We're not talking about across the board.
Yeah, but you know, when you look at the amount of taxes, I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, and this is what's a little bit scary. The federal government has taken in a record amount of tax money for last year. And here's the thing. Well, you know, all right, you know, 43% or 48% of the public doesn't pay income tax. That's right. But the state and local governments have taken in record amounts of property taxes and sales taxes. And that's where the regressive taxes are. And that's where it hits everybody. People don't have any money because their taxes keep going up. And that it goes across the board. It just isn't income tax. It's property tax. It's sales tax. It's the taxes for your license plates. It's the taxes on gasoline. These are taxes that are regressive taxes that affect the poor more than they affect the wealthy. And the Republicans want an atmosphere where everybody can prosper.
Yeah.
And you got to get rid of some of the
stuff.
And
that's where Reagan thrived. I don't think Reagan did anything for anyone. What he did was he created an environment for anyone who wanted anyone to go out and get it.
Yeah. And if there's racial barriers in that kind of an environment, then those are the serious racial issues that need to be addressed. But for the most part, Republicans are doers. Republicans want to see results. What are the results? Show us what you can achieve. Show us what you can do. And it can be done. Look at the entrepreneurs that we have talked to today.
Yeah.
These ladies out trying to put together a credit union, God bless them. That's a big order to fill, and they're trying.
They're working at it.
And, you know, what Lou does and what the Rotarians do, these are all doers. These are people who are out achieving for their own personal good and for the good of the community. And we need an environment in which that can prosper, and we don't have that right now. We got just the opposite. They're slamming everybody down. If I hear you can't do this because one more time, and that's kind of where we're headed right now.
I read a post, and they were applauding California for going to $10 an hour for minimum wage.
Yeah.
And they actually stated that maybe they ought to move to California.
Well, that $10, I'm not going to fault them for that. I'm an anti-minimum wage person, generally speaking, but the cost of living in California is so much more than the cost of living here. $10 an hour, you know.
My issue is, you know, $10 an hour in California is
nothing.
Not going to go. I mean, I told y'all I went out and bought a case of water, and I gave them a $5 bill. I only paid $2.99 for the water, and they gave me 30 cents back.
Yeah.
You got to understand, when you're paying 9.5% tax, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
And then you got the plastic fee.
Yeah.
And the bottle fee.
Got fees everywhere. There's fees for this, fees for that, fees for the other thing. Don't build there. You can't build there, but you can only do this. Don't go over there. No, you can't go do that. Well, all right. So now they're raising the minimum wage, and what businesses are left in California are going to leave, because all they have to do is go a state or two over.
They can come here.
California
come
here. Can do what they want to, Tracy. They can do what they want
what?
To. They're crazy. They're crazy out there, lived out there, and don't want to go back, but gas in South Carolina is $3 even today.
Really?
Yep.
Is that good for South Carolina? Because we're $3.30. I saw $3.38 here today. Actually, I saw $3.33 this morning.
Yeah, they're expecting it to go down even further.
That's good.
Yep.
That's
I'm going to tell all the folks in War II, it's all my responsibility. I'm the one that made the gas come down.
How did you make the gas come down? Hey, South Carolina's running for office.
Obama
can
do
council.
It.
There you go.
Listen. Don't learn any tricks from the president here. That's not good.
I wonder, where have y'all been? My gas has been $3.29 where I live. Average.
I was in Columbus on Saturday, and I saw $3.59. I'm confused. Where
I don't
you?
Live in the city of Columbus. I live in the suburbs of Blacklick. We might be
suburbs.
Small, but we do have our own gas stations.
She moved to the suburbs so she can, you know, find a better school district for her daughter.
I understand that. The question is, why won't she go and stay in a city like everybody else and make it better?
I want to know why our gas in Boardman is always 20 cents a gallon more expensive than the gas on the other side of town.
Oh, I don't know. Because I refuse to buy gas in Boardman. Not unless I'm running on E really bad.
There's no tax on it. There's no difference. It's just that Youngstown's not very big. You're 10 minutes from everything. You know, 10 minutes over here, 10 minutes on the other side of town is 20 cents a gallon. I'm amazed at what I see, and we kind of take it.
Well, you guys are the wealthier part of town, and it goes by income. You got to come to the poor section where I live, where it's only $3.38.
I don't have to go too far. I can go to Cornersburg and get it about 10 cents a gallon cheaper in Cornersburg. And if I go all the way down to Mahoning Avenue, I pick up another 25 cents or 20 cents.
Now, are you a traveler for saving money on gas like that?
No, because I think it's kind of self-defeating. I you know, to drive 10 miles to save 15 cents a gallon, I mean, I don't know. But on the principle of the thing, if I'm traveling, I'll always stop to fill up before I get back to, you know, this side of town. Because,
and I do that also.
You know, I wouldn't drive out of the way, but if I'm by there, particularly by the freeway, when you go over the freeway, it's even cheaper at 46 or Salt Springs Road and I-80. I don't know. We're always taking it on the chin. I'm always getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop. What the hell happened here? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, the number is 347-945.
Did I say that? I didn't mean to say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I don't know what you're saying. What's South Carolina?
He's got to explain that one. A funny lollipop.
I'm looking at my pad, and stuff's moving around, and the stuff's not where it's supposed to be, and I'm kind of a creature of habit, and I'm trying to figure out how it got there.
And he's having a hard time making it stay.
And I'm just sitting here minding my own business. You
I
know.
Thought your new tablets have their own mind.
Yeah.
I thought you knew that. And a Samsung tablet has its own mind. It does what it wants to do when it wants to do it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh. I like it, I guess. It just doesn't do. I think I'm better off with it. They got these hybrid tablets now. I think I'm going to be looking at one of those.
What is a hybrid tablet?
Well, that's a lot easier to put a keyboard on, and they actually have a USB port. And
oh, you're looking at that new Motorola.
Yeah.
Microsoft one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the Windows operating system. I'm not a big Droid fan. You know, I'm watching that disaster with BlackBerry. You know, I've got a 4-year-old BlackBerry that I use here.
I know.
And everybody makes fun of me, but you can text on it really good, and I text a lot. And, they're selling out. They're in trouble. They have something like $100 million worth of unsold inventory on these new phones they came out with. It's the worst rollout of a new product I've ever seen in my life. Who's running that company? It's a good product.
How did you become a texter like that? Because you do text a lot. You're not young enough to text like that.
Well, because when I'm doing other things, people want to talk to me, and I can multitask. I can talk to people are communicating different. They're communicating with email. They're communicating with. I had while the show was going on, I had an email discussion with some people.
Hey, Mark, yeah. Let me tell you. Listen, on the new iPhone 5s, they've got Siri on there. You get a male voice or a woman's voice, and you can do voice texting.
Really?
Make sure you're by yourself. Yeah, make sure you're by yourself when you do that. Because people will look at you like, what in the, what did you say? Because people
I don't want to,
especially if you got the type earphones or the type of Bluetooth that I've got, the cheap one, the LG,
yep.
the LG with the plugs in the ear, they'll think you're nuts. Or you might get slapped.
What happens if I'm doing this in bed at night and my wife hears this voice?
You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble.
In South Carolina, I found a Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
It's called a...
Really?
Yeah, it's called a Phaeton. Phaeton, Phaeton, one of the best Bluetooths I've ever owned.
I want to get the new BlackBerry Q. I really do, but I'm afraid now because what happens if it just kind of disappears? Because
BlackBerry won't go anywhere. They won't go anywhere. Just Apple just buy them out.
Are they going to keep the product?
But you know what they'll do? They'll do the same thing. Remember when they had the BlackBerry tablet?
Yeah.
And they just like went, poof, we don't want to do this anymore. And so you have people with tablets with no applications, with no apps, with no nothing.
And that's what I'm concerned
about. That was mean.
That was you?
No, that was mean.
Oh, I know it was mean. Well, it's a niche. So here comes BlackBerry. And they developed, and it's a good product, because I've looked at the other one without the keyboard, and it's great. It's a lot easier to use than the Droid. I like it a lot, but I wanted the keyboard. I was trying to buy that son of a gun for 6 months, and I keep getting stuff on Facebook saying, go buy it, go buy it, go buy it. You couldn't buy it anywhere.
Mark, why don't you just do like the rest of us and just get a keyboard that goes with the tablet?
don't know.
You know, I have a tablet with my
iPad.
With my tablet.
Yeah, but this, look at this over here. This small. I can text. I can keep it in my pocket. Well, don't, because I get cancer. You know, so my bad habit is to put it in my shirt pocket, and I try not to do that because it emits rays. I'm afraid of the rays.
Well, then we're in trouble because you put it to your ear.
No, it's not a speaker. I have a Samsung pad, which is, you know, I do all the stuff on, you know, but I got a text on my phone.
Once you get an iPad, you'll never go back. I'm serious. They're a little bit more expensive, but they're worth the money.
I don't want to be lost in the Apple universe.
Yeah, I'm afraid of. Steve Jobs is not around anymore. You know, that was my guy. I love Steve Jobs' story.
But it's
what?
I don't know. I have three iPads. And now the boys, my grandsons, we bought all of them Kindle Fires.
How was that?
They can play the games, and they can also get the books. That was the whole thing about that.
Right. How's that working out for you? Because I don't know anyone who's bought a Kindle Fire. How is that?
Oh, they love them. They love them.
They're coming out with a bunch of new ones. It actually has 4G now. On some of the new Kindle Fires that are coming out this year.
Tracy, you think you are a tech nut? No, that's my wife. She, you remember when they came out with the Palm Pilots?
Yeah.
She got one. She got
I
a
have
trio.
One.
She,
Me
she
too.
Got a Nook. Okay?
Yeah.
She got a Nook. She went out and she bought the iPad 1, she got the iPad 2, got the iPad 3.
Ooh.
Okay? And in fact, she's got a total of 5 iPads. She used 2 in the classroom, and 3 she has. She went out and bought a Galaxy Note, and my bank account's empty now.
That's a lot of technology. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and we got a Mac.
I like toys. That's my biggest downfall. I love toys. I love grown people toys.
I like that little speaker you got for me. That's kind of neat.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. I put it on a marble table. I have a marble tabletop in one of the rooms of the house, and I put it on there, and it's really neat.
It plays.
It's really
kind of cool.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. Technology. I like toys. I love toys. Just can't afford all the toys I like. But one day I'm going to be able to play with all my toys.
But Mark, if you want to find some bargains this time of year, there's a store that since they don't pay for advertising on Tracy's show, I'll just put it like this. They're an electronic store, and they've been around for a long, long time, and they used to sell leather goods. You know who I'm talking about. They
yeah.
have got some serious clearance stuff going on right now.
Who's that?
Hmm?
Who?
You don't know? Mark knows who I'm talking about.
You know?
No.
Which one? Circuit?
Huh? You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
You remember the Pansy Company?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows who I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about now.
Tracy.
Huh?
Oh, gosh, Tracy, you're not that young.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I like that store.
Yeah,
I like that store. They got good. It's fun to go hang out there and look at their stuff.
Yeah, I do well in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, They don't pay for advertising yet, but they're going to.
Yeah, we got to get them.
We're going to. I've been working very, very hard. They're going to. People are going to. They're going to pay for advertising because we're going to go somewhere here. We're on a mission.
Oh, God help us.
And Mark has me. Mark, I'm serious. It's open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. Mark has me meeting with all kinds of people, old friends, new friends, people I like, people I don't like, people I, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Mark has me. You know, Mark is putting me on task. They told me that I have to have a mission.
You got to have it. You got to go forward.
So
you're
going to
go forward.
I got a mission. Wait until I tell you the mission.
Uh oh.
You weren't listening to the show yesterday, South Carolina. Were you listening in yesterday, or did you leave already?
I left at the back part of the show because I had an appointment come in.
Well, during the back part of the show, me and Fix and I think Alex and I think Matt and I think 216, we came up with the mission. So I got a mission now.
Okay. Okay, what's the mission?
Does anybody, I can't tell you right now, but I got a question. Does anybody have any armor, I can get armor-piercing, armor-proof or bulletproof shirts?
Bulletproof shirts?
Yeah, I need to find some bulletproof shirts and some bulletproof everyday wear. I heard there was some bulletproof shirts for women, because I'm going to need it when we get done with the mission.
Well, I got to buy more insurance.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
Absolutely.
Is this kind of
but I got a
mission. Campaign?
Possibly. So hurry up and get in office. Are you running this year or next year?
This year. Like November.
In November?
5th.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. How's your campaign going?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good. I'm still waiting on signs to get here. I found the place that does the signs, and it's like super price. Super price. Double-sided signs, two-color, $386 a piece.
Well, you should have called us. We are in the country, and it was shipped for a better price. I'm trying to tell y'all, see, that's what I'm saying about people. Told you, we could have called you.
It might be unpatriotic, but it might be unpatriotic, but you could probably get them for a quarter of the price out of China. I got a source for you too, if you want.
They don't tell you where they're made. Where would they be here by the election? They're smart. They know how to ship overnight across the country, across the world.
What are you running for?
If you go to Alibaba.com, you can buy just about anything from anywhere around the world. And if you just say, I want a sign, you want some signs, you know, it might be coming from Korea, China, Taiwan, you know, wherever, you know, especially you go on there and it's a good place to find vendors for stuff, especially things like that. You want signs, if you want campaign ink pens with your name on it, you can find a vendor that'll get, you know, they'll give you 10,000 of those next week, you know, so.
is that an actual website?
Yes, it is.
But it may not be made in America.
And listen, but your flags aren't made in America either, so I don't know what the big problem is. Hey, listen, have you guys heard about the arms treaty that Kerry is supposed to sign? The Kerry is supposed to sign a UN arms trade treaty on Wednesday.
Oh, hold on, Tracy, Alex, man, you can't be getting out the secrets, man. You can't be doing that, man. I make too much money. I sold me some Beats by Dre headphones off that. I done came up off there. Some Jordans. That's where I get a lot of my stuff from. I get it from AliExpress, though.
Oh yeah. You hip with Alibaba? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I done made all types of money off that. I was selling tablets. I was about to get a kiosk in the mall one time. You know, kiosk ain't number $2,000 a month. And you could really go off for Christmas. You get in there, let you do a one-month contract. You can go in there, man. I'm talking about you got 200,000 folks coming through there in a month. You can make a killing.
Don't give me no idea.
I've helped a few companies start up, start their production line that way. You get them started. You get companies over there to get their product line started until they can get their local manufacturing up. But then a lot of companies say, you know, screw it, it's cheaper to just buy it over there.
Another thing you could do. They have like cities that focus on one thing in China. I was gonna fly over there. I think it's called Gangzhou, one of the little provinces. And this guy, he makes motorcycles. They make them, and I'm talking about they only make like little 250s. But you could get them and ship them like five at a time, and they're like maybe like $600 a piece. And those are $4,000 bikes that you can get for maybe $600-$700 a piece. I mean, you can really make some real money. I mean, and there's a guy out of California that's selling them. He has a website. He took the same idea. He bought them from over there. But now these guys are getting on eBay. They're messing the game up, man. The Chinese, they're getting on eBay. They're going to mess it up for everybody, man.
Listen, to you.
I went to the website he was talking about. If they don't got it, you don't need it. Holy smokes.
You never know.
Look, they make water park rides. They make water park rides. If you want to do a water park, they make the rides at like a fraction of what you think they would. For like $300,000, you can get everything you need to build a water park. You just need to pay somebody to put it up. A wave pool is like $20,000.
Yeah, I have a, you know, I have another, for instance, and I probably shouldn't even be saying it, but I have a business partner that we're looking at putting up a series of billboards. And you buy a billboard from an American company, you know, it's going to cost you 3 or 4 times as much. You can go over there and buy, I mean, the digital billboards that, you know, it's huge for like, you know, $20,000. It'll cost you like $80,000 if you buy it from somebody here. And, I mean, you can get anything. Anything.
I think it's an investment to hop in a plane. Because if they're on AliExpress and Alibaba, chances are if you come over and you got cash and you're in their face, you can come up way better than you can on the internet. Because on the internet, they're a little bit different. If you go over there, like for shoes, for example, I can get knockoff purses and shoes for like $10. That's why when you go to New York, a lot of people in New York sell them for $10, $15, and they come to Atlanta and sell them for $25 because that's what the Africans do. Because in Chinatown, they're making them right there in the little sweatshop at like $10. I mean, it don't cost them nothing. And they're making them in such a volume. And that's where I think the money is. I was thinking about me and my friend tried to go in December. We're going to hop the plane and go to China and get over there and just drop a few $1,000s on some stuff and come on back with it. And just let that be. And we're going to do it before Christmas. We're going to get a kiosk. But the only thing is, some of these malls, man, they don't like to let, well, in the South, certain particular malls don't like to let you come in because, well, we already got somebody. Like, they try to tell you what to sell, and I don't like that.
Well, you have to understand that what they're trying to do is make sure that you have a selective process. So
no, what it is, this lady, there's this one lady in my city, Montgomery Mall, she had what happened, I went to the guy that runs the mall, told him, he said, well, what do you want to do? I told him. All of a sudden, she opens up a store that focuses on purses. And I was like, what are the chances? I grew up in this city. I come back home, try to start open up, and now all of a sudden she wants to start selling purses. So it's like it was one of those situations. So
okay, 'cause I know
he's kind of selling because she's got 3 or 4 different stores. She got a candy store. She sells watches, belts. And she just jumped out and did it. And she half did it. She didn't do it right. I mean, but she's there to stop other people from coming in. She don't, you know, it's kind of like that.
Well, she's just trying to make sure nobody comes in but her.
The girl tells all her business. The lady's only making but like $700-$800 a week. I mean, it's still a viable business, but she's not making, after all the costs and things, she's not making that much. But the way I was going to do it, I was going to do a kiosk, and I was going to do it myself because I was in between projects. I was just going to spend that whole month of December in the mall, and I was going to probably stay there until Valentine's and just go hard.
Oh, hold on. 518, your mic is on.
I'm just listening, Chase. I don't know what's going on. You got to take me up to speed.
Right now, we're trying to figure out how to make money and where to go on the internet to make it happen. It's open mic.
You want to go on the internet, that 4X is where it's at, man. I'm telling you, I've been making some money with that 4X.
What's 4X?
Foreign exchange, trading currency.
Foreign exchange?
Yeah.
What are you exchanging?
You exchange money, currencies, and you use leverage. It's pretty. I lost money, but I've been doing it so long, I started getting used to it. So I started making money with it. It's a learning curve to it. You have to get in, and it takes a while. But once you get accustomed to it, You gotta learn how to control your emotions, cause that's the thing. If you can't control your emotions,
are you trying to say that's not for women?
I didn't say anything like that. It may not be for
no,
women, but it is.
you got to control
like
your emotions.
No, but it sounds like it's the underground stock market.
Underground what?
Foreign they exchange currency.
Yeah, foreign exchange. I mean, it's very volatile, but
what?
You just have to kind of know.
Go ahead.
But you got to explain it to the dumb folk like me. I don't know what you mean, because I
basically,
you know,
if you get on there and they'll trade you up to 100 times of what your money is. You can actually start a paper account, which is just, it measures the market as if you have a real account, and you can kind of build your knowledge up from there. And it basically is just trading the euro against the pound, against the Japanese yen, the dollar, and as they go up or down, you trade them, you sell them, you long what they call short, long, you do trailing stops, meaning, you know, you if you see where it's surging up real hard, like say Obamacare kicks in next week, and when it does, the dollar's going to go down. Well, all you got to do is just sit there and wait, and you're going to make a nice little piece of change because of his stupidity.
So is that like a speculator?
Well, you're a currency trade currency.
Yeah, you're just trading currencies. And when you trade stocks, I mean stocks and bonds, but you're just trading currencies because currencies, they move up and down in value with respect to each other the same way stocks and bonds do. But they just don't move as rapidly as stocks, as equities do on the stock market. But currencies move up and down every day. You know, tomorrow the U.S. dollar will be a different value compared to the euro or.
Well, actually, Alex, there's more volume in the currency market. It's like I think it's like 80 times way more volume. Like they trade $4 trillion a day in transactions.
Oh yeah. That's why it's there's a lot of promise there to make a lot of money. Yeah, definitely.
I'm saying that the problem is you have to be really. It takes you have to be patient because it's almost like it's going to turn against you as soon as you get in. But it takes time. You have to spend money on classes and read and don't. And when you start, just put $500 in. It's something that you're not going to be so emotionally attached. If you put $15,000-$20,000 in, like my brother did one time, lost it all because he went in and we got excited and. He was like, man, I made, you know, $150 in a couple of hours. I'm finna put $20,000 in. He put it in, and I mean, it just went in the opposite direction because he got too emotional.
Mark was going to jump in and say something.
No, I just wanted to. I think they also do metals. Do they do gold?
Yeah.
Copper, those sorts of things.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Kind of neat. Yeah.
Commodities, you can do commodities. I'm completely ignorant on a lot of this stuff. I just know the Forex. That's about it. I don't know about all this other stuff, but I think gold, oil is another one. You can jump in each one. It's called futures, options, EFTs. I'm actually about to pay to become even more proficient at it because I probably want to go full-time in it. But I want to make sure before I do that I paid, and not just paid, but it helps to have mentor, someone that's been doing it for a while, because you get frustrated. It will frustrate you because you have to have nerve to sit there and lose 4 and 5 times straight and keep using the same strategies. But eventually, in the long term, you'll be up, like, I'm going to just be modest. You could be up in a month's time, you can be up 10-15% when you might not get that in a year in certain stocks.
Yeah, I fool around with options. I've never done any currency trading, and my option strategy is usually pretty conservative. But I'd like to learn how to do it. I just get a little bit scared because that's scary stuff. When you're doing
online,
with,
it's called Online Trading Academy. That's who I went through in Atlanta, and pretty good. They got some people on, you know, that don't like them, but I mean, it's just like anything else. You can't just expect to make millions. So you got to go in with the mentality that it's a long-term approach.
You know, one thing for me, that type of stuff, trading, you know, it's not for me. The only trading I do is long-term. Like, I buy stocks, but I don't – because when you – you know, it just depends on what you want, because it can become just another job. And, you know, God knows I don't need another job. I already got enough work to do with two kids and a wife and you know, just and everything going on. But so, there's certain things like long term, like I'll buy stocks because I know that they're going to go up. Some things are cyclical. There's certain stocks that I bought for the Christmas season just now, and I'm not going to name them on the air because I
don't do it.
But yeah, you can, you know, there's certain things that's going to go up, and I'm going to cash out no matter what, January 15th. And then there's certain things that, you know, always goes up in the spring, and you buy that, and, you know, but I trade for, you know, months at a time. I buy something and cash out 3, 4, maybe 5 months later down the road, but I don't like stuff where, you know, because it can work your nerves, you know, and stress you out if you got to sit in front of a computer and you're watching.
That's what I did. That's what I did when I first got in. I used to sit there in front of the screen all day watching. And when it go down, I get nervous. Then it go up, I feel better. Then, you know, watching the news, oh, they're doing non-farm payrolls. Oh, man, it's going to – oh, it went in the wrong direction. So I try to do – what you want, the most optimal way to do it is just an hour in the morning, and that's it, and leave it alone. And that's it. You do an hour of homework, do whatever, and whatever. You place your trade, and you go about your business. Sometimes it may take 15 minutes. It just depends on your level of understanding and how long you've been doing it. But watching it, I made that mistake, and that's one of the most nerve-wracking things because, I mean, come on, let's be real. I mean, if a trade goes well and then you make a trade and you get what they call 10 pips, and that just, let's just say that pays you $100. You sit and you watch that trade go, and this actually happened. I made a trade, got 10 pips, and it went up, which is like $100, and it went way up. Like, and I was like, man, I should have put a trailing stop. I should have did this because I try not to get into that because if you do, and this takes just failing a lot of time. I'm talking about I done lost some money doing this now. So you can't just, you know, there's rarely have I seen a person just jump in and take right off and they're just great at it. Most of the time, just about everybody I know loses. Then after they lose, they step away for a while and they come back and then they change it, you know. But what I like about
it.
Yeah, but what I like about what I'm doing is that I have someone that I kind of have somebody that kind of, I guess somebody in you. You need somebody in your ear sometime because I'm a hustler. I'm real motivated. I'm very ambitious. I'm motivated. I want to make it. I want it all. So I'm like, man, let's go. Let's get it, you know, and I can't be like that. So.
Yeah. That's scary stuff, and I was really trading the stocks. They'd have CNBC on from 5 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. You know, watching all the news and whatnot. Now, I've got about 5 stocks that I trade options on, and, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's actually kind of boring once you get the hang of it, but I just took a bath on one about a week or two ago. And but, you know, when I trade calls, so it's difficult. If you own the underlying stock and you're trading a call on it, it's difficult to lose. But you know, it's usually you don't get as much as the uptick. And I didn't get the stock went up a lot, and I was screwed. And that's just the way it goes. What are you gonna do? If you don't like it, don't do it. And a lot of people get hooked with it, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. You sit and you look at this stuff. I don't know, but they you can. The stock market's scary, especially when an intervening event comes in. I lost a fortune when they slammed into the towers. It wasn't a little bit of money; it was a lot of money, and I kind of cut back on doing stuff like that because I was leveraged and I had margin. And man, they went into those towers, and that was it. But wow.
But you said, and I saw it all burn.
That was going up. What are you gonna do? Because the market shut down for 5 or 6 days. You couldn't get in to get out. They just shut everything down, and
you were just stuck where you were.
And I was stuck where I was, and it wasn't a really good place at all.
Well, you know, I have some friends out there, and they told me that they don't play the market because it's like going to Vegas with their money. They just try to invest into something they know how they can control their return.
Well, it depends on what your goal is, and
I mean, because look at the people that were in, look at General Motors. General Motors was what they call a blue chip stock.
Yeah.
That if you were in General Motors, you knew that you were going to be very well vested for your future. And there are a lot of people who had some really nice stock in General Motors. And when it went belly up, do you know where their stock went?
Zero.
It went to the bathroom.
With zero. And that was it. The company goes bankrupt. That's the end of the stock. You lose everything.
That's
the bondholders took a bath, too, on that.
That's bad.
Yeah. So these intervening events, it's a little bit scary. Who thought the Islamists were going to fly planes into the towers, and who never thought that the financial industry would almost collapse?
Well, I want everyone to invest in Tracy and Friends because we're going to become the next Google.
Google?
Google.
Are we Googling?
We're not Googling. I said the next Google.
Okay.
I like Google.
I just read a story about that.
I like Google. Google may be the most powerful company in the world, but I like Google. Google traded at $648 a share.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a nice, on an $80, their IPO, the way they did it, they were smart even when they did their IPO.
Yeah.
It was $80 a share when they first came out to shoot.
Yeah.
And now it's $648 a share?
Hindsight's 20/20.
Do you understand that? I mean, come on.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Jeez.
I'm
not mad at them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grow up and be like Google and Martha Stewart.
You know what? She went to jail.
And she came back.
Yeah.
See, Paula Deen's trying to be like Martha Stewart. I mean, there's some of us, we're trying to grow up and be like, there's some big, those women are some serious heavy hitters. They go to jail, come back, and they still come out swinging with a job.
Tracy, I don't think I'm going to see a line of towels and pennies with Tracy and Friends on it. Or
it won't have Tracy and Friends on it.
Okay.
It'll just be like Tracy's favorite things.
You going to give away cars?
If I get a chance.
All right.
They won't be new cars, though.
Oh.
Not unless the companies automatically give them to me.
Oh. I mean, I want to sit one of those seats and like What's-Her-Face does. Oprah,
yeah.
And they give away the cars. And the
I want to give away the cars, but I want the company has to give us the cars to give away. But I wouldn't mind giving away a fleet of used cars, gently used cars. Absolutely.
we're washed in Katrina.
No. Because I'm not a brand new car person.
Yeah.
And so, I like let somebody else take the depreciation, take the hit. And to let people know that you can have the best and not have to pay for the newest.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, we need to teach people how to be thrift still.
There we go.
And so I'm a little different.
Is that what we're going to do? Is that what the plan is?
No. The plan is bigger than that.
Okay.
The plan is much bigger than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
The plan is huge.
When's it going to happen?
Oh, it's happening. I've got Fix doing research. I'm doing some research, and we're on a mission.
Good.
It's Alex, and I think it was 416.
Yeah.
And who else was on here yesterday? Alabama, were you there yesterday?
I was sitting in a seminar on how to give.
how to what?
5 hours worth. Of,
yeah, I was there.
Alabama was there. We're on a mission now. We got a revolution.
I'm excited. Does it have snacks?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here for a revolution. We're going to help America.
All right. We're going to have a constitutional convention?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm in. Count me in. I don't want to talk about that. I've been saying that for 6 months. That's what we need.
We
How
are.
Many states do we need?
I think they said that we needed, was it one-third?
No, it's more than one-third. It's like 37 or something.
Okay, 37 states.
I think it's 37.
It's three-fourths. You need 38. You need 36 states. 38 states.
38 states, then.
Well, we've got Texas. That's a big one. That counts for five states, at least.
Nope.
No.
It only gets one vote.
Ah, jeez.
One state, and it's one
not
vote.
And it's not called a constitutional convention. It's called something else. It's not considered a constitutional convention. It's dealing because it's all you're doing is getting together. Your legislators get together to propose amendments to the Constitution. However, they do have to. Any amendment still has to be ratified by the states. So, good luck with that one.
Well,
it's we need that.
We need that.
We need my thing's term limits.
Even if we don't, we scare the crap out of them.
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right. My thing's term limits. All this problem goes away if there's term limits. I didn't vote for Harry Reid. I didn't vote for Nancy Pelosi. And I didn't vote for John Boehner. And yet they're controlling my life.
And I can't vote them out.
Yeah. So, Tracy, when I first started calling into your show,
I said something about term limits. You were against that. Did you change your mindset?
No.
Oh, you're still against term limits.
I'll get her mind changed.
I still don't like term limits. I don't like lifelong Supreme Court members. I think when you turn the age of 70, just like with any other judge, you can't be there.
I want to know why we have term limits for mayors, we have term limits for state representatives, we have term limits for state senators, we have term limits for governors, we have term limits for the president.
Let me tell you why.
What's so sacrosanct about the House and the Senate?
That's where the power is. But the reason, now, the reason why I don't have...
What power? They've been able to do diddly.
The reason why they make money. The reason why I don't like term limits is because even in the House and in the Senate, in the state House and Senate, by the time they figure out where they're going, it's time for them to go.
Okay, so that's, well, I think 12 years each is enough. Senate terms and six houses.
Then I'll give you 12 years.
House. 12 years, I think, is enough.
Then move on. I can do 12 years.
Move on.
But I can't do this 4 and 4. This 8 and 8.
I have Nancy Pelosi on there today. She makes me want to puke. What's the matter with her? She's crazy.
She's not crazy.
She is crazy.
You got to pass it to read it.
Listen, her brain is addled. She's got an addled brain. This woman gets up there and pontificates, and she sounds just plain stupid. She's either very smart.
You must admit she was a much better leader
stupid.
For the Democrats than Boehner is. She led that House much better than Boehner did. You may not like her politics. You may disagree with how she articulates herself, how she looks, whatever. But she kept a tight rein on that House.
That's because they took congressmen on plane rides and they came back with new marching orders.
Okay, like
Didn't
I said, you,
you
may not you may not agree with her tactics, but you have to admit that she kept a tight rein on that ship. You did not see this dysfunction under her leadership.
Being a good politician. And having common sense are two different things. Barack Obama is an outstanding politician, but I don't think he has a brain in his head. And the same for Nancy Pelosi, and the same for Harry Reid. The stuff he stands up there and says, oh, come on. Now, you can be a great politician, and he can run a tight Senate, and she can run a tight House. That's their skill set. But as far as their thought process, she's off in space somewhere.
So someone who disagrees with you on how the country should be ran is basically dumb. They don't think. They have no thought process, no education, ignorant. Is that what you're saying?
No, when she stands up there and says things like, the cost of health care is going down, I have a problem with that. She's either lying or she's stupid. When I see them making statements that are not factually true, that's when I draw the line, that these people are either lying or they don't know what they're doing. They're ideologically blind.
I got to tell you that term limits isn't going to solve anything. All it's going to do is accelerate the problems that you see. As long as the lobbying arm stays existent as it is, the only thing that's going to happen is the congressmen are just going to accelerate the bad policies that they do. It's just going to go faster. They're just going to get it done before they get into office. It's really not going to solve anything to have term limits. Because they're just going to get as much as they can get while they're there before they get out. And then it's the same thing with bad corporations, because there will be absolutely no accountability at that point. So why you have executive leadership of corporations making decisions that impact employees or even an environment or the country, but they don't care because they get their bonuses and they move on. And you're going to find that same thing in the government, is because they're going to be lobbied to vote this way or the other, and they're going to get all that they can get while they're there because, hey, I only got so much time. So I don't think it's going to solve anything.
I think the key you said, though, is to get
Tracy, you guys should amend that. Outlaw lobbyists.
That's not a part of the Constitution. I'm trying to alter the Constitution.
You can amend the Constitution to outlaw lobbyists.
I don't think I don't think that's a good thing to put in the Constitution. Lobbying has a positive and a negative connotation that goes with it. Lobbying is being able to take a bunch of people and have them represent you as a collective group. The problem is we allow money to influence us. Hey, I'm done until tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic. And we'll be back here. Don't forget about the Oktoberfest. It's going to be taking place on Sunday. I'll be preaching over in Farrell, or over in Sharon. I think it's Farrell. Over in Farrell on Sunday. And if anybody's in the area wants to come out and hear me minister, which you don't get to hear me do often, we'd love to have you come out. I'm trying to find the address, but I think I've lost it. So there it is. It's at the First Baptist Church at 1120 Dar Avenue in Farrell, Pennsylvania. And we'd love to have you guys come out. It's going to be at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, this upcoming Sunday. And we will see you back here on tomorrow. God bless you. Mark, thanks for coming in. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It was the deadliest outbreak of foodborne illness in a century, and now charges have been filed.
Eric and Ryan Jensen, brothers who were in their 30s, owned and ran Jensen Farm southeast of Denver. Now both are accused of running a system that failed to clean cantaloupes with a necessary chlorine spray as the fruit came from their fields. As a result, federal prosecutors claim the men sent cantaloupes to stores nationwide tainted with the bacteria Listeria. 33 people died, 140 got sick. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in San Francisco want to know if a deadly stabbing at AT&T Park after the San Francisco Giants-LA Dodgers game last night was a case of rivalry that got out of hand. The victim was wearing Dodgers clothing. The clock's ticking down to a government shutdown. What could that mean to you?